Scripture reading, Numbers, chapter 11, verses 10 through 12, 14 through 15, 17 through 18, and 20 through 23. Moses heard the people of every family wailing, and Moses was troubled. He asked the Lord, "Why have you brought this trouble on your servant? What have I done to displease you, that you put the burden of all these people on me? I cannot carry all these people by myself. The burden is too heavy for me. If this is how you are going to treat me, please go ahead and kill me, if I have found favor in your eyes, and do not let me face my own ruin." God said, "I will take some of the power of the Spirit that is on you and put it on 70 elders. They will share the burden of the people with you, so that you will not have to carry it alone. Tell the people, 'Now the Lord will give you meat, and you will eat it, until it comes out of your nostrils and you loathe it.'" But Moses said, "Would they have enough if flocks and herds were slaughtered for them? Would they have enough if all the fish in the sea were caught for them?" The Lord answered Moses, "Is the Lord's arm too short? Now you will see whether or not what I say will come true for you." Devotional. The people of Israel are clamoring for meat and blame Moses for their discomfort and limited provision of food. Instead of asking and trusting God for his provision, they demand Moses rescue them from their pain. Moses responds immediately, jumping in to save them. In fact, Moses overfunctions by doing for them what they can and should do for themselves. Overfunctioning is particularly difficult to identify and remedy because we often get rewarded for it, especially in the church. However, it damages friendships, marriages, churches, workplaces, and families. As a result, we become resentful, like Moses. We perpetrate the immaturity of others, like the complaining Israelites. We damage community, and we stray from what God has purposed for us. Perhaps most importantly, we don't have to face the fears that drive our overfunctioning in the first place. When we overfunction, we end up believing that we are indispensable, that things will fall apart if we let go. Actually, the opposite is true. If we let go of our overfunctioning ways, then God's work will prosper in us and, ultimately, in those we seek to serve. When Moses does let go and cries out to God, even in his frustration, God intervenes. Question to consider. In what areas of life do you sometimes feel indispensable? For example, at home, at work, at church, in a friendship, with your extended family. How might God be inviting you to let go? Prayer. Father, help me to trust that you really are on the throne, that your arm is not too short to take care of the people and situations I care so much about. Grant to me a healthy sensitivity to relationships when I am doing for others what they can and should do for themselves. And may I rest in the freedom that comes from being deeply grounded in your love. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a breath and spend the next 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus at the sound of the gong.